This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tuesday, January 21st, there's going to be a youth night at the high school gym here in Park Falls at Shawamigan High School. There's going to be a JV basketball game at 5:45 p.m. and varsity beginning at 7:15 p.m. with Shawamigan versus Hurley. Boys and girls in grades 4YK through to 8th, you should attend this game so we can celebrate our youth who will be future basketball players in our boys and girls high school basketball programs. After the conclusion of the varsity game, all youth will receive a poster of the boys' basketball team that they will get signed by each player. All Shawamigan students in grades 4YK through to 8th get in free to the game. Once again, that's happening Tuesday, January 21st, with JV at 5:45 p.m. and varsity at 7:15. Got that common winter cold coming on? Brittany Merlot has some common mistakes that can happen when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
Thursday, January 9th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over in Hayward, there's a writer's workshop at the Sherman and Ruth Rice Community Library. Are you a writer? Are you a published writer? Strive to be? Or simply love to write? Then they invite you to join them with their new creative writers group at the library for young adults and adults. This will be a great opportunity to give and receive constructive feedback on your latest project in a safe and comfy community setting. The group will be facilitated by Ross Metcalf and library staff member Sean Jensen. Group size is limited, and the library requests that you send all inquiries to haywardlibrarywritinggroup@gmail.com. Once again, that's happening Thursday, January 9th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 10788 Wisconsin Highway 27 in Hayward. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has ordered an investigation into the Madison City Clerk's Office after nearly 200 ballots weren't counted in the November election. Madison Bureau Chief Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
The day after Christmas, the clerk's office made public that 193 people's absentee ballots were not processed. According to a timeline from the mayor's office, staff from the clerk's office found the first batch of sealed absentee ballots on November 12th and the second batch on December 3rd. That timeline says the clerk's office first asked the Wisconsin Elections Commission about the issue on December 18th, notified the city attorney the next day, and told the mayor's office the day after that. That means they didn't tell any outside agencies about the problem until more than a month after the first batch of ballots was found. And that delay is part of the problem for the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Chair Ann Jacobs says rather than wait for someone to file a complaint about the uncounted ballots, they want to investigate as soon as possible.
My inclination was that this was such a serious oversight. I didn't want to wait for a complaint. I felt it was important that the commission act promptly, and I have real questions about what all happened here, and I would want to know those answers sooner rather than later. Some of it is just speed. I thought this was so egregious that it was important we move immediately.
Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway's office is starting an investigation of their own. She says she fully supports the commission's investigation and that the city will cooperate with anything the commission requests. She even said she would delay the city's investigation if that would make things easier for the commission. The mayor had previously said she was open to taking, quote, whatever corrective action is necessary, end quote. This is the first formal investigation since the Wisconsin Elections Commission was created in 2016. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose to the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost at home to the Bears 24-22. It's the first time in 6 years Matt LaFleur has ever lost a game to Chicago, and he confessed calling a timeout with 15 seconds left to play probably helped the Bears get in position to kick a winning field goal.
And then at the end of the game, that's squarely on me. Hindsight's 20/20. I wish I wouldn't have taken the timeout because it gave them obviously way too much time to go down and operate.
The win snapped the Bears' 11-game losing streak to the Packers and helped rookie quarterback Caleb Williams get a win on his first trip to Lambeau Field.
I would say I think five times this season, and those situations didn't go our way, whether it was the Hail Mary or a bunch of other things. Being able to do it this way versus Green Bay, two-minute drive, couldn't ask for a better way.
Up next, the Packers face the Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card playoffs. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Toronto Raptors. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Harry Potter franchise was interested in having David Fincher direct. When all was said and done, they said no thank you after hearing that the director of Seven and Gone Girl told Warner Brothers he wanted to make Harry Potter more creepy. I am hoping the producer-director does bring an element of creepiness to his upcoming project Chinatown, a series he developed with Robert Towne before the legendary director of the film Chinatown passed away last July. A 4K re-release of Seven is currently in theaters. We are all late to the party on certain bingeable shows. For me, Letterkenny is one that flew under the radar. The show has a rabid cult following. A hockey-based spinoff of the show called Shorzy has just been renewed for a fifth season, according to The Hollywood Reporter. If you want to play catch-up on the show, you can check out the previous four seasons on Hulu, as well as all seasons of Letterkenny. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland has signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had 5 kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on SiriusXM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. Mamma Mia! There is a new champ when it comes to stage musical adapted to the big screen. Wicked has been a box office juggernaut since its release in November, and now it's just passed Mamma Mia as the number one musical stage adaptation, according to Puberty. The results of the poll apparently sent fans of Mamma Mia into a lather on social media. The friendly competition and debate between the two films should continue as Mamma Mia has a third installment in the works, and the Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande-led Wicked will see Chapter 2 hit theaters next November. If you don't like to watch horror films, there is the option to sidestep the blood and creep and just read the script. Deadline's Read the Screenplay series has made the script for the recently released Nosferatu available at Deadline.com. The screenplay was adapted by Robert Eggers, who is also the director. Nosferatu stars Bill Skarsgård and has received rave reviews and is currently in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 20. North winds will keep our wind chills around 0 degrees today. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 5 degrees. A few flurries for Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 15. Wednesday, partly sunny, 13.
Right now, 12 degrees.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.